When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
98 Rock, the BS.
Oh, yeah.
The Bailey Show, powered by Sky River Casino. Sky's the limit. Now, back to the BS.
Hey, welcome back. Appreciate your time. It's the BS. Good morning. My name's Jason Bailey. There's Nikki D, and there's Nelson, and there's Kyle on the other side of the glass. We are now live.
We are live, yes.
Streaming on the BS Facebook page / listen to the BS, as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page. Still have yet to play the Scorpions sounder, the whistle sounder, for you to get registered for the trip to Las Vegas to see the fellas in their new residency at Planet Hollywood. When you hear it, be caller 18 to 916-909-0985. I will tell you, it'll happen before 10 a.m.
Love that.
Just that simple.
Gotta stay tuned.
Just noticed Nikki D looks fabulous this morning. She is wearing a camouflage onesie, like a jumper.
It's called a romper.
A romper.
Yeah.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You look great in that. It's a whole camo. You know, I just thought you should own like a tow truck service.
Why?
Call it camo tow trucking.
I'm surprised
somebody doesn't already have that.
How is that not a thing already?
Right. And like the truck is all camouflage.
Yeah.
And Nikki D's driving everything.
Camo tow.
No, I don't want to drive. I have
camo
to
tow.
Camo tow.
Camo tow trucking service. Nikki D's camo.
Somebody's going to rip this off. Dang.
I know.
Right.
We're driving home today on 65. And you're like, son of a bitch.
Is that a fresh wrap?
I'm going to run out today and write that business model. Gosh.
What was once Joe's tow truck service is now. Story of my life. I could do a whole show on ideas that I think I ripped off. All right. So yesterday here on the program, you know, radio shows, you know, if you got a good producer, you know, they'll hear a certain clip and they'll grab it. They're called drops, and then they'll play it over and over again. And I didn't hear it either, to be honest.
I did not.
But Nelson, that's just how good he is. He hears this this line from Nikki D, and he grabs it and plays it over and over again. And, you know, the response from a lot of YouTube peers was that you thought it was funny. And the line was this. It was about meat.
I have to have the meat.
I have to have the meat. And it is. It's a good line.
Could not grab it fast enough.
It's funny. It was funny. It's funny. So you know, I was like, man, you should do, you know, like, we're a new show, and we're always looking for new friends to join the program, or advertisers, clients, whatever. I call them friends once they're, you know, you pay the cover charge to get into the club. And, you know, Nikki D could be the, you know, sponsor, the endorser.
Yep.
You know, for it. You can do endorsements like I do for Matthew's Mattress or Good Guys, you know, those kinds of things. Infinite. And so that line is just so sexy.
It's the greatest line.
You know,
it sounds like I'm a porn star. I have to have the meat.
But I got
to
tell you, it makes me want to buy meat.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
Makes me want meat.
It makes you have to have it.
Yeah. It was like those old school Carl's Jr. commercials.
Yes.
Like, didn't they have like Paris Hilton or something eating the hamburger? And it was all sexy.
That's
and
hot. It
catering
was
the
King.
Dudes. Yeah. So I put together a couple pieces of how it would sound.
Okay.
If you did do an endorsement for hamburgers.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe somebody that owns a hamburger joint or runs it or does marketing or something hears it and would be interested. Okay. But I mean, if you don't like it, we can move on.
I want to hear it.
I'm not trying to embarrass you.
I don't think it's going to be embarrassing. I know you're good with putting together clips like this, so I'm interested to see how it sounds.
This is embarrassing.
I learned what an anomaly was because of Finding Nemo. No, right. I was not embarrassed at all.
Well, if I would have put that together for like maybe trying to get you to get a hooked on phonics or a University of Phoenix endorsement.
Whatever.
Yes.
You know, something like that.
That's awesome.
Don't be this person.
The American Ornithological Society.
All right, give me the first meat.
I will right here.
This is 100% fresh beef. With two slices of melted cheese, pickles, onions, ketchup, and mustard. This is a burger that strongly suggests you take a seat. It marks its territory, leaving behind a graveyard of napkins. And can't, no, won't be contained by humble sesame seed bun.
I have to have the meat.
See? And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am actually making a bit out of commercials. Yeah.
That sounded good, though.
It sounded like it belonged.
Right?
Yes.
Like I was a part of the commercial anyway.
I got a standing ovation from Kyle.
He like jumped up.
He likes the first one. All right, give me the second one.
What's more American than a cheeseburger? This cheeseburger, loaded with a hot dog and potato chips. In the hands of all-American model Samantha Hoops. In a hot tub. In a pickup truck. Driven by an American bull rider. On an aircraft carrier. Under the gaze of Lady Liberty. As she admires the most American thick burger. With a split hot dog and kettle-cooked potato chips on a fresh-baked bun.
I have to have the meat.
Right?
Yeah. That even went with my my veteran status right there.
Right, exactly.
Patriotic.
I was camo status today.
I was contemplating whether to change the girl's name and go, Nikki D.
I love stuff like that.
But I was too lazy to go over to my studio from my desk. All right, give me another one.
I am man, hear me roar. And numbers too big to ignore. And I'm way too hungry to settle for chick food. 'Cause my stomach's starting to growl, and I'm going on the prowl for a Texas double whopper. Man, that's good.
I have to have the meat.
Oh. Big burger, beef, bacon, jalapeno, good thing down.
Yeah. That was good.
You like that?
Yes. All right.
Now I will let you know the last two are going to get a little interesting.
Uh-huh.
Okay, those were kind of vanilla. Those are just simple, you know, take the commercial and then tag you at the end.
Yeah, your boy hit his stride in these last two.
Right. Uh-oh. So this next one, you will, it will be very familiar. Probably one of the most, if not the most popular sayings to sell a burger in the history of selling burgers.
Yes.
And think about it being replaced with Nikki D's, I've got to have the meat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
I have to have the meat.
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
I have to have the meat.
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single.
Hey!
I have to have the meat.
I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
That's how high I put you. I got rid of where's the beef and put you in there instead.
You did.
That's almost sacrilege, but I think it worked.
It did work.
It did work.
If they're not calling us today, I don't know what. I don't know why. That's
now,
crazy.
In my head, this last one, I was thinking, you know, I mean, let's be honest. When you're doing marketing, you're doing advertising. Well, I don't need that. But when you're doing marketing, you're doing advertising, you want to cater to your crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With that being said, you are an African-American woman.
I am.
You enjoy R&B, rap, hip-hop, and stuff like that. So if you were to hear that in a commercial, that would be right up in your squish.
It would.
Right? So I searched long, hard, and far to find the right fit. And I had to do a little finagling.
Okay.
I mean, you might even want to call me DJ J-Bay.
Whoa, you did some remixing.
That's a good DJ name.
DJ J-Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
here's some remixing.
I really think you're going to like this.
Okay.
Here's the last.
Let's hear it. I have to have the meat.
You can make a whopper of
the meat.
The meat. Business proposition, your product.
I have to have the meat.
This is competition. Don't ask permission. The task persistent. So stand up, listen.
I have to have the meat. I have to have the meat.
You can make a whopper.
I have to have the meat.
That's my favorite part. That is my favorite part.
You outdid yourself with that one. Oh, we're going to call you DJ J-Bay for sure. I knew you was going to be remixed, and I didn't know it was going to be that good, though. That was good. Like, that should be running right now on all commercials.
All of them.
Everywhere.
Everywhere in the world.
Everywhere should be hearing
Belarus
that right now.
Belarus has banned us from the live stream everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Those were good. He needs another round of applause, Nelson.
I will give him that.
That was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
I'd have to put myself over, put her over.
Right.
I have to have the meat. That was good. I like those.
You like the last one probably best.
I like the last one the best.
Yeah.
I feel like you really put your wiki into that for sure.
All right. Well, I don't want all that work to go to waste. You want to hear it again?
I do the last one?
Yeah.
I have to have the meat.
You can make a Whopper
the meat, meat.
Business proposition, your product.
I have to have the meat.
This is competition. Don't ask permission. The task persistent. So stand up, listen.
I have to have the meat.
You can make a Whopper. Be a showstopper.
I have to have the meat. I want a copy of that one, Nelson.
I'll send it to you.
Look, well, I'm telling you, you know.
It needs to be out in stores today.
Out in store. You want to sell it on iTunes?
Yeah.
I think there might be a copyright issue with the commercial.
Right.
What was it? Burger King?
Burger King.
Yeah, I think they might have a problem with
they
it.
They might.
Yeah. Whopper.
Yeah.
Woo! Those are good.
Oh, my gosh.
But I know if I'm a hamburger joint, I'm grabbing Nikki's meat line.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have to have the meat. I mean, like, you know, you think of good tags that make you want, you know, McDonald's, all they got to do is da 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 da. And I remember when that just it was so programmed in our brain. iHeart, when I worked for them, they were like, they started selling these things called blinks. And they're like 5-second commercials.
Uh-huh.
They were trying to, like, no more 60-second commercials, just 30 seconds. And these 5-second, they called them blinks. And so they told their salespeople that you had to go to the clients and say, you know, you got to come up with something in 5 seconds. So, like, the only two people, clients that I can remember, that really took advantage of it and still to this day, McDonald's being one of them,
uh-huh.
and Morgan and Morgan. And John's from Orlando, so I've known him for a very, very long time. But because he was something before Morgan and Morgan, so they had another partner, you know, and he's for the people.
Right.
Do for the people. Now he's got his, you know, now he's got his son Matt doing everything. But it was for the people,
mm-hmm.
and that's all he had to say was for the people. Now in Orlando, it was never because you know he was known, and you could, you know, he'd be out every Friday and Saturday night downtown. but you know he's a nationwide brand now,
right?
And he just built his business of that. But McDonald's, all you got to do is go da 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 da.
I'm loving it.
And that subliminal, you want a hamburger because of the jingle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even need him to say McDonald's.
Nope.
It's just da 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 da. And that's how strong I think her meat is.
I think the meat is strong.
All she's got to do is, you got to have the meat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can put that on a T-shirt.
You could.
Actually, I can put it on a T-shirt.
Right.
We have a story. I can put it on a T-shirt. You know, that's why I asked you last night. I said, what are you having for dinner? And I forget what your reply
chicken.
Was.
I had chicken,
yeah. And I was like, you got a hamburger at your house.
Yeah, he's like, go eat a burger. I'm like, I just ate chicken. Like, what are you saying?
I was going to put a reel together eating a hamburger with that in there.
That's awesome.
You should have told me that like 3 hours ago.
You got to get me when I'm feeling creative.
Right. You want me to get up and go out and buy a hamburger?
You got to get me to about 6:30, and then I get in trouble if I'm not downstairs eating dinner. My wife made dinner by 6:30.
Yeah, she's gonna blast you on
Instagram.
She's like,
"We're ready. We're ready when you are." I'm working, honey. You've been out there too long. Get down here. So drop in on the Alexa. She's got her food in front. It's getting cold. All right. 10 terms that, you know, every year certain group of people. Who are they? They
it's come a college group.
Yeah, it's a Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan. I'm going in the.
Boo, Michigan.
So Michigan colleges. It's a university, but.
It's their annual list of words.
Yeah, annual list of words and phrases that they want thrown in the trash. And I really enjoy reading this because it gives me an opportunity to talk about a gazillion words that I'd like to be thrown in the trash. So these are like a list that these people come up with. They go and they survey different people, words they can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
They're like hoping for the next year, which would be 2024, that they're banished, that you don't use them anymore. So if you can think of any that you would add to the list, maybe even on the list, feel free, 916-909-0985. But we'll move on and go through some of these here in a minute. And you have the meat.
I do. Yeah. I have to have the meat.
Yeah. It just would work for hamburgers, right?
No, you could do it for any
Boar's
meat.
Boar's head. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're thinking too small right now.
And what we were talking about yesterday, sausages. Perfect.
Okay. You know, I'm excited about the sausages.
Because that's what most people thought I was talking about that heard the drop.
Well, because they're thinking ding-dings.
They're thinking nasty.
Yeah, pornography minds.
That's how it sounded.
All right, we'll get to some of these now banished terms here in just a minute. Ooh. Well, here's an advantage of doing the live stream. We started that this week on the BS Facebook page, as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page, is when we have a day like today, and Nelson's got these two protruding things coming from his face. Well, it's one thing to talk about it and try to describe it to you, but now if you jump on the live stream, you can see him.
Yeah.
Possibly. That's what the poll is today.
He's trying to put his mic in front of it so people can't see
it. I know
he
is. This is where I
keep. You can't. They're too big. They're bigger than the microphone.
This is where I keep my microphone.
Well, it's still, it comes out from the side.
As soon as you move out over to the side, I can see it.
It's like creeping around the side.
You can't see the one under my nose.
It's peeking.
Yeah, both of them are.
It said,
the one on my lip.
That's
somebody watching.
That's a big one.
Those are your bumps.
Yeah, actually, that's what I'm seeing because there are two of them.
I know you are not about to bump shame me.
They look like they're looking at me. Looks like you got.
They are looking at you.
You look like you got eyes that are rotated about 180 degrees.
Oh,
I've always wondered what it was like to be Nikki D and have just random bumps growing out of me.
You were almost there, and you got caught up when you stumbled.
He messed it up.
Yeah.
Laugh it up, Chuckles. Yeah. Laugh it up.
It's nice like he try. Got into the draw at the OK Corral right before noon, and you went to pull out your six-shooter, and it got caught on your roll.
Fattest gunfighter in the West.
It's like, damn, he wins.
Son of a...
I didn't see the guy on the roof.
No.
All right. I was wrong. It's not Michigan. It's a Michigan college. Lake Superior State University. Every year, they've been doing this for well over 10 years. And I always enjoy reading this list because I'm a fan of banishing words that are just overused and lost their meaning, misused especially. But, you know, also with this is kind of tongue in cheek. You got to laugh at yourself and go, like, how often have you do? Like, the day and age of fake news. Oh, my God, it drove me insane. Mm-hmm. Like, I get bored with these terms, woke. You know, put a spear in my ear. Like, it's like, so what?
I love fake news, though. I still say it. I'll never stop saying fake news.
Anytime a word catches on, so I'm not a huge fan of rap music, is because there's so many sheep, and like, they'll use a word or a term, and then everybody starts using it. And I'm like, come up with your own words.
But I keep throwback words, retro, as I like to call them. I keep them alive. I said one yesterday, and our boss was like, I want to start back using that word. You should have never stopped.
Well, that I agree with. I think that if you're a part of a generation that has used certain words, then you stick using those words.
Yeah, I keep them alive.
Like, as a Gen Xer, dope, rad, gnarly.
I don't want to get rid of dope.
You know, those types of words. Like, those are cool, right? Mm-hmm. So here are some of the banished terms for 2024. Hack.
Why do they want to banish hack, though?
I don't know.
We're getting hacked
like
all the time.
Like a life hack
still.
Or like...
Huh?
Like life hack or
computer hack.
But just as hack. Mm. You know, not as far as like, wow, he's a hack.
Mm. Right.
I'm assuming that's not what they mean.
Old.
It would be like they've hacked into something. I'm watching a really good movie on Netflix right now. Julia Roberts, Ethan Hawke, Kevin Bacon... there's other notable names.
The End of the World?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good.
It's so good.
And I think
But you're going to be a little disappointed at the end, though.
That's what I heard.
I think the black guy's the same guy from the green, what's that movie where he's a traveling, like, pianist or something? Isn't it the same guy?
Oh,
I'm not sure.
The green. And
yes, you know, son of a
guy. I think it's the same guy. Really good actor. Impact is another one they want to banish.
Impact. Is it like a corporate term now?
Stop asking me what they mean because I don't know.
We're just spitballing. You don't have to give me a one hondo.
It just gives me the term.
Don't say that, Nelson. He doesn't even know what that means.
What?
Oh, excuse me. You don't have to give it to me.
He said you don't have to give him a one hondo.
Yeah, you don't have to give me the 100% answer.
That's an old school term.
Hondo.
One hondo?
Yeah, but the way he says it, he does it with Black Nelson.
She's accusing me of Black Nelson there.
You got to. Got cute, huh? Because you
he doesn't
know what?
Know how to do that.
This is my house.
Nelson doesn't.
Not my
trying
voice.
To tell me I don't know how to keep it, huh? Or I don't know how to keep it 100.
That's not.
See, you see what I'm saying? I told you he doesn't know how to do it.
I got more brother in me than he does.
With that one,
that is a lie.
No, you heard it from
Overall,
the sister.
Overall, but with that one, you
Thank
got
you.
It. You got
I'll let him have the battle. I'm winning the war, baby.
Oh Lord.
At the end of the day, you can get rid of that one.
Yeah,
you can get rid of it at the end of the day.
A lot of these, I bet, are going to be corporate.
That's what I have right here on my list. Is I'm sick of at the end of the day.
Impact.
If I hear someone say at the end of the day, what that tells me is they don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is such a corporate go-to term where they're trying to fill.
Right.
You know, well, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, when I hear a radio DJ or a person I say something, at the end of the, like, it's you just don't have anything else to say.
Circle back.
Yeah. Drives me insane. Riz.
Oh, circle back. I'm sick of that.
Riz.
I'm kind of here for Riz.
Which is the shortened term for charisma.
Uh-huh. Just if you got game.
I still can't get that right.
If you got game, that's what Riz is. That's all. Oh, game became Riz.
That's a new term. Fairly new, right?
Riz, yeah, Riz is new.
Yeah, yeah. But if you got game, if you can spit game, you are said to have Riz.
See, out of these four so far, just at the end of the day, I think is overused. Hack is not slang. Hack is more or less like a newsy term.
Nah, I think it's more in the social media space. Because everything's a hack for your life. Like, life hack was the term they used a lot, but it was like a financial hack. Learn to hack your weight loss. Everything's a hack now.
I like the life hacks, though.
Slay is another word.
We're never going to get rid of slay.
I actually like slay. Mm-hmm. I like slay.
I need that word.
Slay's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
it's just
Beyonce made it.
You know, no, it was way before Beyonce.
Right. She made it a thing again.
No, it was way before. It's always been a thing. Like, the fellas will go out. We're going to slay tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
Oh, you guys are using it different.
No, we were using it properly.
No. That's a different slay.
Properly.
Well, what is the way that you use it?
Slay now means you have put yourself together and you look beautiful. You have slayed.
Oh, no, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Think Kevin down the hall when you hear the word slay come
yes.
out.
Yes. That's what it means now.
Stop. But I think S-L-E-I-G-H with him.
Really?
Huh?
Like Santa's sleigh. Yeah, like a sleigh ride. Like,
hey, you go, hey.
Sleigh to me is more, yeah, where's the meat? That's what I think.
I thought that was slinging.
Sleigh. Well, you can sling, but you're going to sleigh.
You can sling while you're slaying.
You can sling and sleigh. Iconic?
Yeah, that's starting to get overused.
It is. Everybody's an icon now, and I think they've taken away the...
What icon means. Yeah.
Well, they didn't say icon. They said iconic.
That's so iconic.
Is that how it's used?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, and okay. Everything's not iconic.
No, it's not.
All right. Cringeworthy, another word.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of cringe, but I think it's just because I'm old.
These are terms that are now banished, according to Lake Superior State University. Words that they just want to throw away out of 2023 going into 2024. Obsessed.
No, I'm keeping obsessed.
I like obsessed.
I love it.
See, what is very interesting, and they had like over 2,000 suggestions, and these are the suggestions that they gave the people doing, I guess, what the survey. But outside of at the end of the day, Riz maybe, possibly slay with a new generation, all those other terms are not, to me, overused or, as I would say, Facebook cliche.
Right. Maybe. I like the terms they had last year that they got rid of better than the ones this year.
Yeah, but maybe you're just like, we've aged out of the demo that's overhearing them. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I stay young with my daughter and her friends.
And you're not hearing them use these words?
No.
No. I think I've heard Riz.
Riz is not going anywhere.
I think Bussin is out. Bussin was a thing for a while.
Uh-huh.
I actually liked that. I thought it was pretty cool. I'd never heard it before. So I my daughter's friends think I'm, you know, the goofy dad. And so
they think you are.
It got called on your role.
Fattest gunfighter in the West.
It's like, damn, he wins.
Son of a.
I didn't see the guy on the roof.
No.
All right. I was wrong. It's not Michigan. It's a Michigan college. Lake Superior State University. Every year, they've been doing this for well over 10 years. And I always enjoy reading this list because I'm a fan of banishing words that are just overused and lost their meaning, misused especially. But, you know, also with this is kind of tongue-in-cheek. You got to laugh at yourself and go, like, how often have you do? Like, the day and age of fake news. Oh, my God, it drove me insane. Mm. Like, I get bored with these terms. Woke. You know, put a spear in my ear. Like, it's like so. What?
I love fake news, though. I still say it. I'll never stop saying fake news.
Anytime a word catches on, So I'm not a huge fan of rap music. Is because there's so many sheep, and like they'll use a word or a term, and then everybody starts using it. And I'm like, come up with your own words.
But I keep throwback words, retro as I like to call them. I keep them alive. I said one yesterday, and our boss was like, I want to start back using that word. You should have never stopped.
Well, that I agree with. I think that if you're a part of a generation that has used certain words, then you stick using those words.
Yeah, I keep them alive.
Like as a Gen Xer, dope. Rad, gnarly.
I don't want to get rid of dope.
You know, those types of words. Like, those are cool, right? Mm-hmm. So, here are some of the banished terms for 2024. Hack.
Why do they want to banish hack, though?
I don't think we're
getting hacked
like
all the time.
Like a life hack
still.
Or like... Huh? Like life hack
or computer hack.
It just says hack. Mm. You know, not as far as like, wow, he's a hack.
Mm. Right.
I'm assuming that's not what they mean.
Old.
It would be like they've hacked into something. I'm watching a really good movie on Netflix right now. Julia Roberts, Ethan Hawke, Kevin Bacon. And there's other notable names.
The End of the World?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good.
It's so good.
And I think the...
But you're going to be a little disappointed at the end, though.
That's what I heard.
I think the black guy's the same guy from the green... what's that movie where he's a traveling like pianist? Or something, isn't it the same guy?
Oh,
I'm not
the
sure.
Green and
yes, you know, son of a.
I think it's the same guy. Really good actor. Impact is another one they want to banish.
Impact is it like a corporate term now?
Stop asking me what they mean because I don't know.
We're just spitballing. You don't have to give me a one hondo.
It just gives me the
don't
term.
Don't say that, Nelson. He doesn't even know what that means.
What? Excuse me. You don't have to give it to me. Uh-huh.
He said you don't have to give him a 100.
Yeah, you don't have to give me the 100% answer.
That's an old school term.
Hondo.
100?
Yeah, but the way he says it, he does it with Black Nelson.
She's accusing me of Black Nelson there.
You got a key one, huh? Because you
know
what?
He doesn't know how to do that.
This is my house.
Nelson doesn't
not my black
trying to
voice.
Tell me I don't know how to keep it one, or I don't know how to keep it 100.
That's not
see, you see what I'm saying? I told you he doesn't know how to do it.
I got more brother in me than he does.
With that one,
that
yeah.
is a lie.
No, you heard it from
overall,
the sister.
Overall, yeah. But with that one, you
Thank
got
you.
It. You got
I'll
it.
Him, I'll let him have the battle. I'm winning the war, baby.
Oh, Lord.
At the end of the day, you can get rid of that one.
Yeah.
You can get rid of it at the end of the day.
A lot of these, I bet, are going to be corporate
That's what
speak.
I have right here on my list is I'm sick of at the end of the day.
Impact.
If I hear someone say at the end of the day, what that tells me is they don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is such a corporate go-to term where they're trying to fill.
Right.
You know, well, at the end of the day, when I hear a radio DJ or a person I say something, at the end of the, like, it's you just don't have anything else to say.
Circle back.
Yeah. Drives me insane. Riz.
Oh, circle back. I'm sick of that.
Riz.
I'm kind of here for Riz.
Which is the shortened term for charisma.
Uh-huh. Just if you got
I
game.
I can't get that right.
If you got game, that's what Riz is. That's yeah. all. Oh, game became Riz.
That's a new term. Fairly new, right?
Riz,
yeah,
Riz
is new.
Yeah, yeah. But if you got game, if you can spit game, you are said to have Riz.
See, out of these four so far, just at the end of the day, I think is overused. Hack. Is not slang. Hack is more or less you know like a newsy term.
Nah, I think it's more in the social media space because everything's a hack for your life. Like life hack was the term they used a lot, but it was like a financial hack. Learn to hack your weight loss. Everything's a hack now.
I like the life hacks though.
Slay is another word.
We're never going to get rid of slay.
I actually like slay. Mm-hmm. I like slay.
I need that word.
Slay's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
It's just
Beyonce made it.
You know, no, it was way before Beyonce.
She made it a thing again.
No, it was way before. It's always been a thing. Like, the fellas will go out. We're going to slay tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
Oh, you guys are using it different.
No, we were using it properly.
No, that's a different slay.
Properly.
Well, what is the way that you use it?
Slay now means you have put yourself together and you look beautiful. You have slayed.
Oh, no, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Think Kevin down the hall when you hear the word slay come
yes.
out.
That's what it means now.
Stop. But I think S-L-E-I-G-H with him.
Really?
Huh?
Like Santa sleigh. Yeah, like a sleigh ride. Like
hey, you go, hey.
Slay to me is more, yeah, where's the meat? That's what I think.
I thought that was slinging.
Slay. Well, you can sling, but you're going to slay.
You can sling while you're slaying.
You can sling and slay. Iconic.
yeah, that's starting to get overused.
It is. Everybody's an icon now, and I think they've taken away the
what icon means. Yeah.
Well, they didn't say icon. They said iconic.
That's so iconic.
Is that how it's used?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, and okay. Everything's not iconic.
No, it's not.
All right. Cringeworthy, another word.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of cringe, but I think it's just because I'm old.
These are terms that are now banished, according to Lake Superior State University. Words that they just want to throw away out of 2023 going into 2024. Obsessed.
No, I'm keeping obsessed.
I like obsessed.
I love it.
See, what is very interesting, and they had like over 2,000 suggestions, and these are the suggestions that they gave the people doing, I guess, what the survey. But outside of at the end of the day, Riz maybe, possibly Slay with a new generation, all those other terms are not, to me, overused or, as I would say, Facebook cliche.
Right. Maybe. I like the terms they had last year that they got rid of better than the ones this year.
Yeah, but maybe you're just like, we've aged out of the demo that's overhearing them. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I stay young with my daughter and her friends.
And you're not hearing them use these words?
No.
No. I've heard Riz.
Riz is not going anywhere.
I think Bussin is out. Bussin was the thing for a while.
Uh-huh.
I actually liked that. I thought it was pretty cool. I'd never heard it before. So my daughter's friends think I'm, the goofy dad. And so
they think you are.
We'd sit at the dinner table and I'd hear a word and I'd be like, old Tati, your hair is bussin' this evening. And they think it's funny and stuff like that. Yeah, I know.
No. That is cringeworthy.
Side hustle. I could get rid of that one. That one's overused. Let's just say you're just getting paid.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because people think everything's a side hustle and it makes them some kind of great.
And that's just your job.
Isn't it funny that we have to come up with a term to describe what you could describe in the same amount of time as the term you just made up?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, what's your side hustle? Or how do you get paid?
Right.
The whole idea of slang is to shorten a longer term.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
It's not to reinvent the wheel.
No.
It's just to make you lazy. And we become lazier and lazier because now we talk in text talk.
Only going to get worse.
And the last one they have on it, wait for it. I love wait for it. Wait for it's great, especially when used to the right cadence and the right pause.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for it.
I don't think people use that a lot anymore, though.
I agree.
I don't hear people say it that
I don't
much.
Think they do either. So those are words, terms that they want to banish. So if you want to jump on, don't use those. Don't use at the end of the day. Don't use woke. Don't use at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Stop using bully and stop using, what was the other one?
Gaslighting.
No, I'm not giving up gaslighting.
I'm tired of that word.
Not giving it up.
Well, the problem with gaslighting is most of the people that use it don't know what it means.
Yeah, they don't know what it means, so they say it for everything.
Right, because it is a cool term, and it's a verb.
Yes.
And you can use it in different ways, like I've been gaslit.
Yes, you've been gaslit.
But usually people say I was gaslighted.
Yes.
Which doesn't make any sense. There's another one. What was the other one? Woke? It was like on the same lines as woke. And I just despise the word woke.
I don't know. You've been on woke and bully for a while now.
Yeah. At the end of the day.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Tara on the cam said, per my last email. Bugar Tara said.
Per my last email, or as we discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Those, like, somebody's got to come up with better digital footprint, cover your ass email terminology.
And there's for sure a CC in that headline. You know what I mean? When I see per my last email, it's sent to you, and all of a sudden your boss is CC'd too.
So when I when I'm covering my ass and doing a paper trail email, I try to find different ways to use the per our conversation.
Right.
Unless I blatantly want them to know.
Mm-hmm.
So for those that I work with, a little trick of the trade.
Mm.
But I'll like go over and beyond to be too clever. I'll be like, hey, you remember yesterday when we spoke on the phone?
At 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Yeah,
right.
And then proper comma.
Screenshot of his phone log.
Yeah, right.
56 minutes approximately was the conversation.
All right. Second round. Yeah, second round of headlines. What do you got?
I'm going to give you the latest updates on the Iowa school shooting, and I'm going to tell you what the 49ers were voted for.
All right, we'll get you those two big stories from today here in a minute.
Stand by for news.
It's time for today's top two.
Headlines. Read all about it, baby. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Headlines.
You know something people get sick of in 2024? Here's my prediction.
What's
for
that?
2024. A person someone will get sick of is Gypsy Rose.
Yes.
Gypsy Rose will be 2024.
I don't know. I think she's going to fade soon.
I think she's going to wear out her welcome.
She's got a good year in her, though, is what I'm saying, is because there's so much to unpack with that story.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she can talk and the opportunities that she, I mean, you're talking about a girl who murdered her mother and no one is looking at her like a murderer.
No.
Because the mother.
Because of what her mom did to her.
Because of what her mother did to her. Mm-hmm. There's not one person that's going, wow, you're a murderer. You're a horrible person.
Right.
They're looking at this girl. And if you don't know who Gypsy Rose is, just Google her or look at the documentaries that they have about her. But they're going, you know what? I would have done that, too. I need to hear your full story.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then she's got the husband, and that goofy fat dude. And all they talk about is all the sex they have.
Yes, because people were trying to trash him online.
Right.
She was like, not my husband.
Yeah. She's like, we do it every night.
Okay.
All right, second round of headlines. Thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air, 530-GOOD-AIR, 530-GOOD-AIR. Nikki D.
A new year, and we already have our first school shooting, sadly, H3.
So I just heard a couple of, bangs, not really gunshots. They're not very loud, and we saw a bunch of kids running, and we asked what happened because we were kind of concerned, but we thought it was just for band or something, just messing around. But then one of my girlfriend's friends said that it was a shooting. There was a shooter with a gun.
Mm.
In Perry, a town of 8,000 people, this is about 40 miles northwest of Des Moines, Iowa. A 17-year-old went into this high school that has not only high school kids, but also middle school kids as well, and opened fire. He killed a sixth grader and he injured five other people, one of those being the principal of the school. Now, they've released a photograph of the shooter, but I haven't seen anything of any of the victims yet. They don't know why he did it. He did put some posts up on social media, and when he went in and opened fire, this 17-year-old kid had a shotgun and a handgun.
Yeah, a small handgun. Well, I mean, anybody can get their hands on a shotgun. I mean, and I don't know what the gun.
It's pretty easy to get a gun in Iowa.
It doesn't matter. It's the whole thing is a moot point as far as how to get guns. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody, especially 17 years old, you're going to be able to definitely get your hands on a shotgun. Somehow, some way, shape, form, or fashion.
Also, you got to get it from your parents, or you can go out and buy it from somebody
on
the street.
You buy a long gun at 18?
18, usually. Wow. Well, I think here in California, it's 21.
Yeah, I'm almost certain it's 18. Or with a parent, I think you can even buy it sooner than that.
But, I mean, firearm owners, for whatever reason, don't treat shotguns and long guns, like rifles, like they would a handgun. It's weird. It's people have a different perception of those types of guns. That's why they're treated differently legally.
Mm-hmm.
It's like because you can use them for sport, mm-hmm. you know, so you train a young child if you grow up in a firearm household to duck hunt.
I was about to say for hunting
or, you know, or anything like that.
Okay.
Skeet shooting, you know, those types of things. You see those types of guns in the Olympics and you don't look at them as guns of violence. You look at them as guns of sport.
Gotcha.
Now we're now programmed to look at anything of the AR nature, the assault rifle look, as a gun of violence, okay? And then now handguns are kind of being put under that umbrella. But a lot of people will just have the shotguns and a shot. You know, it depends on what kind of, where you live, what kind of family. They'll just have the shotguns and, you know, in a rack, mm-hmm. but you'll take the handgun and you'll lock it up.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So they're just kind of looked at differently, I think, in the eyes of most people.
Right.
You know what I mean? There are different rules that you have to abide by with the different firearms. So
while you're on that, can we go back just 1 second to terms that need to be dropped? I'm over with the fear mongering when they start to talk about weapons, when they always stress he used a semi-automatic weapon.
Right.
Almost all weapons are semi-automatic unless it's correct. A rifle that you actually have to rack around in.
Correct. That is very
it
correct.
Just means you have to pull the trigger for
and a bullet will come out.
Each bullet. Mm-hmm. Right. You can't just pull and hold, but they hit that automatic so hard to try and fearmonger.
Well, also assault rifle, the term.
Right. AR means Armalite.
Yeah. It's misunderstood and you know, and there's a lot of people that don't get that kind of stuff. But, you know, I don't have an answer to stop all this. I really don't.
No.
I mean a million people do. Getting rid of guns is not it. Helping with mental health is, I don't know if that's it. It might be. I don't know. it might just be one of those things where you take a step back and go, the world's going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand it. I did not grow up as a 48-year-old man and a Gen Xer in a time where we had to worry about going to school and doing this.
Never.
But I do have kids that did grow up.
Yep.
As my mother went to school, you know, going through nuclear bomb tests, you know, hide under desk and go run here. I grew up, run to the flagpole 10 feet outside the school building in case of a fire, but make sure you wait until everybody's in line. And now kids are bringing canned goods to class to throw at the gunman
shooter
that comes into the classroom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, taking bulletproof backpacks and things that you do to lock the door. I mean, it's absurd. It's absolutely ridiculous. I have no answers for you, and I'm sorry for that. But second headline.
The 49ers are ruling the Pro Bowl, and Brock Purdy had this to say. H4.
Yeah, what an honor. I'm very thankful, obviously, to everyone who voted and all the support across the country. It's so cool, actually. And for all my teammates, too, for them to be recognized. It's sweet. We got a special team, special unit of guys. And
I love you, Brock Purdy.
The NFL season is officially coming to an end. And on Wednesday, 9 players from San Francisco's loaded roster were selected to represent the NFC in the Pro Bowl. So here's my question. And among those selected is our very own from Elk Grove native, Arik Armstead. He's a quarterback. And quarterback Brock Purdy. But
Kyle's
here's
shaking
my question.
His head going, you missed on that one.
I did? Oh, man. So here's my question with this Pro Bowl. What is it that they actually do?
Now nothing. They play flag football.
You know, okay.
Right. That's why I was kind of explaining to her. It used to be an actual football game, but I didn't realize what they still did now.
Yeah. I mean, they don't really, you know, because it's the Robert Edwards effect. And I don't know if anybody remembers Robert Edwards, but he was a promising young running back, I believe from University of Georgia, right? And he went to go play for the Patriots, and he had 1 year in the NFL, and he goes to the Pro Bowl, and he's out playing, like, it was either football or volleyball on the sand. And he tears something and he's done. His career's done.
Oh, so they don't want you to actually play in it anymore. Especially like they're going to the Super Bowl, right?
Well, no, if they're going to
the
Super Bowl.
Oh, they're in the playoffs.
Well, no, they're not gonna, if there are any postseason, they're not gonna do any of that stuff. But when they go, they just don't want to get hurt. Like,
right.
You know, they'll get a little cash bonus, I think, when they get put into
the Pro
Bowl, when you make it. And it looks good and you know, your legacy is 5-time Pro Bowler and all that kind of stuff. But now the guys go out there just to have fun.
Right.
It's not like a real game.
It's super goofy now.
Nobody cares, and nor should they.
But it's kind of fun.
I think it's fun. I think it's fine. I mean, I believe they do in Orlando now. They go out there and they have different, you know, like they throw the ball and they got different little things and a lot of fanfare and you get to meet the players.
And does everybody get the vote like across the country? It's an open vote?
Yeah, everybody votes.
Okay.
Oh.
Did y'all vote for people to go to the Pro Bowl?
I voted for you.
Mm-hmm. You didn't vote for me.
You voted for you and that.
Voted for me.
I have
meat.
To have the meat.
Meat position. Mm-hmm. Quarter meat.
Quarter meat.
Quarter pounder meat.
Bert Kreischer will be at the Stockton Arena February 18th. It's the Tops Off the World Tour, courtesy of ASM Stockton. BertBertBert.com for tickets, or you can win a pair for free right now. Just by calling and picking your favorite action figure. That's all you got to do. We're going to do a round of Game of Tones where Nelson will place noises, sounds, tones, if you will. The category this week is?
It is guns and hoses or first responders. I've also lumped in the first responders.
Okay, and the reason being is Ben will join us. So he can be an option for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk more about the event that we will be involved with here coming up. It's a big to-do, which I'm learning more and more about. So you can either take me, Bailey, Nikki D, Kyle, or Fireman Ben.
Yes.
All right. And we just got to try to win. This is the first one of 2024.
Yes.
Starting off on a new slate. 916-909-0985. 916-909-0985. First come, first serve for Burt Kreischer tickets, and we'll do Game of Tones here next. Hey.
We've aged out of the demo that's overhearing them. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I stay young with my daughter and her friends.
And you're not hearing them use these words?
No.
No. I've heard I think I've heard Riz.
Riz is not going anywhere.
I think Bussin' is out. Bussin' was the thing for a while.
Uh-huh.
I actually liked that. I thought it was pretty cool. I'd never heard it before. So, you know, my daughter's friends think I'm, you know, the goofy dad. And so
they think you are.
We'd sit at the dinner table, and I'd hear a word, and I'd be like, you know, old Tati, your hair is bussin' this evening, you know, and they think it's funny and stuff like that. Yeah, I know.
No. That is cringeworthy.
Side hustle. I could get rid of that one. That one's overused. Let's just say you're just getting paid.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because people think everything's a side hustle and it makes them some kind of great.
That's your job.
Isn't it funny that we have to come up with a term to describe what you could describe in the same amount of time as the term you just made up?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, what's your side hustle? Or how do you get paid?
Right.
How do you get paid?
The whole idea of slang is to shorten a longer term.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
It's not to reinvent the wheel.
No.
It's just to make you lazy. And we become lazier and lazier because now we talk in text talk.
It's only going to get worse.
And the last one they have on it, wait for it. I love wait for it. Wait for it's great, especially when used to the right cadence and the right pause.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for it.
I don't think people use that a lot anymore, though.
I agree.
I don't hear people say it that much.
I don't think they do either. So those are words, terms that they want to banish. So if you want to jump on, don't use those. Don't use at the end of the day. Don't use woke. Don't use at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Stop using bully and stop using, what was the other one?
Gaslighting.
No, I'm not giving up gaslighting.
I'm tired of that word.
Not giving it up.
Well, the problem with gaslighting is most of the people that use it don't know what it means.
Yeah, they don't know what it means, so they say it for everything.
Right, because it is a cool term,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's a verb.
Yes.
And you can use it in different ways, like I've been gaslit.
Yes, you've been gaslit.
But usually people say I was gaslighted.
Yes.
Which doesn't make any sense. There's another one. What was the other one? Woke? It was like on the same lines as woke.
Hmm.
And I just despise the word woke.
I don't know. You've been on woke and bully for a while now.
Yeah. At the end of the day.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Tara on the cam said, per my last email. Bugar Tara said.
Per my last email, or as we discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Those, like, somebody's got to come up with better digital footprint, cover your ass email terminology.
And there's for sure a CC in that headline. You know what I mean? When I see per my last email, it's sent to you, and all of a sudden your boss is CC'd too.
So when I when I'm covering my ass and doing a paper trail email, I try to find different ways to use the per our conversation.
Right.
Unless I blatantly want them to know.
Mm-hmm.
So for those that I work with, a little trick of the trade.
Mm.
But I'll like go over and beyond to be too clever. I'll be like, hey, you remember yesterday when we spoke on the phone?
At 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Yeah,
right.
Time.
Right.
And then proper comma.
Screenshot of his phone log.
Yeah, right.
56 minutes approximately was the conversation.
All right. Second round. Yeah, second round of headlines. What do you got?
I'm going to give you the latest updates on the Iowa school shooting, and I'm going to tell you what the 49ers were voted for.
All right, we'll get you those two big stories from today here in a minute.
Stand by for news.
It's time for today's top two.
Headlines, read all about it, baby. Extra, extra, read all about it.
Headlines.
You know something people get sick of in 2024? Here's my prediction.
What's
for
that?
2024. A person someone will get sick of is Gypsy Rose.
Yes.
Gypsy Rose will be 2024.
I don't know. I think she's going to fade soon.
I think she's going to wear out her welcome.
She's got a good year in her, though, is what I'm saying, is because there's so much to unpack with that story.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she can talk and the opportunities that she... I mean, you're talking about a girl who murdered her mother and no one is looking at her like a murderer.
No.
Because the mother...
Because of what her mom did to her.
Because of what her mother did to her.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one person that's going, wow, you're a murderer, you're a horrible person.
Right.
They're looking at this girl, and if you don't know who Gypsy Rose is, just Google her or look at the documentaries that they have about her. But they're going, you know what, I would have done that too. I need to hear your full story.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then she's got the husband, and that goofy fat dude, and all they talk about is all the sex they have.
Yes, because people were trying to trash him online.
Right.
She was like, not my husband.
Oh. Yeah. She's like, we do it every night.
Okay.
Like, all right, second round of headlines. Thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air, 530-GOOD-AIR, 530-GOOD-AIR, Nikki D.
A new year, and we already have our first school shooting, sadly, H3.
So I just heard a couple of, like, bangs, not really gunshots. They're not very loud, and we saw a bunch of kids running, and we asked what happened because we were kind of concerned, but we thought it was just for band or something, just messing around. But then one of my girlfriend's friends said that it was a shooting, so that there was a shooter with a gun.
In Perry, a town of 8,000 people, this is about 40 miles northwest of Des Moines, Iowa. A 17-year-old went into this high school that has not only high school kids, but also middle school kids as well, and opened fire. He killed a sixth grader and he injured five other people, one of those being the principal of the school. Now, they've released a photograph of the shooter, but I haven't seen anything of any of the victims yet. They don't know why he did it. He did put some posts up on social media, and when he went in and opened fire, this 17-year-old kid had a shotgun and a handgun.
Yeah, it's small handgun. Well, I mean, anybody can get their hands on a shotgun. I mean, and I don't know what the gun.
It's pretty easy to get a gun in Iowa.
It doesn't matter. It's the whole thing is a moot point as far as how to get guns. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody, especially 17 years old, you're going to be able to definitely get your hands on a shotgun. Somehow, some way, shape, form, or fashion.
Also, you got to get it from your parents, or you can go out and buy it from somebody on the street.
You buy a long gun at 18?
18, usually. Wow. Well, I think here in California, it's 21.
Yeah, I'm almost certain it's 18. Or with a parent, I think you can even buy it sooner than that.
But, I mean, like, firearm owners, for whatever reason, don't treat shotguns and long guns, like rifles, like they would a handgun. It's weird. It's people have a different perception of those types of guns. That's why they're treated differently legally.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because you can use them for sport, mm-hmm. you know, so you train a young child, if you grow up in a firearm household, to duck hunt.
I was about to say for hunting
or, you know, or anything like that.
Okay.
Skeet shooting, you know, those types of things. You see those types of guns in the Olympics and you don't look at them as guns of violence. You look at them as guns of sport.
Got you.
Now, we're now programmed to look at anything of the AR nature, the assault rifle look, as a gun of violence, okay? And then now handguns are kind of being put under that umbrella. But a lot of people will just have the shotguns and a shot. You know, it depends on what kind of, where you live, what kind of family. They'll just have the shotguns and, you know, in a rack, mm-hmm. but you'll take the handgun and you'll lock it up.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So they're just kind of looked at differently, I think, in the eyes of most people.
Right.
You know what I mean? There are different rules that you have to abide by with the different firearms. So
while you're on that, can we go back just 1 second to terms that need to be dropped? I'm over with the fear-mongering when they start to talk about weapons, when they always stress he used a semi-automatic weapon.
Right.
Almost all weapons are semi-automatic unless it's correct. A rifle that you actually have to rack around in.
Correct. That is very
correct. It just means you have to pull the trigger for
each. And a bullet will come out.
Each bullet. Mm-hmm. Right. You can't just pull and hold. But they hit that automatic so hard to try and fearmonger.
Well, also assault rifle, the term.
Right. AR means Armalite.
Yeah. It's misunderstood. And,
yes.
And, you know, and there's a lot of people that don't get that kind of stuff. But, you know, I don't have an answer to stop all this. I really don't.
No.
I mean, a million people do. Getting rid of guns is not it. Helping with mental health is, I don't know if that's it. It might just be one of those things where you take a step back and go, the world's going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand it. I did not grow up as a 48-year-old man and a Gen Xer in a time where we had to worry about going to school and doing this.
Never.
But I do have kids that did grow up.
Yep.
As my mother went to school, you know, going through nuclear bomb tests, you know, hide under desk and go run here. I grew up, run to the flagpole 10 feet outside the school building in case of a fire, but make sure you wait until everybody's in line. And now kids are bringing canned goods to class to throw at the gunman
shooter
that comes into the classroom.
Right.
You know, taking bulletproof backpacks and things that you do to lock the door. I mean, it's absurd. It's absolutely ridiculous. I have no answers for you, and I'm sorry for that. But second headline.
The 49ers are ruling the Pro Bowl, and Brock Purdy had this to say. H4.
Yeah, what an honor. I'm very thankful, obviously, to everyone who voted and all the support across the country. It's so cool, actually. And for all my teammates, too, for them to be recognized. It's sweet. We got a special team, special unit of guys, and
I love you, Brock Purdy.
The NFL season is officially coming to an end. And on Wednesday, 9 players from San Francisco's loaded roster were selected to represent the NFC in the Pro Bowl. So here's my question. And among those selected is our very own from Elk Grove native, Arik Armistead. He's a quarterback. And quarterback Brock Purdy.
But Kyle here's Jenkins my question. Going, you missed on that one.
I did? Oh, man. So here's my question with this Pro Bowl. What is it that they actually do?
Now, nothing. They play flag football.
You know, okay.
Right. That's why I was kind of explaining to her. It used to be an actual football game, but I didn't realize what they still did now.
Yeah. I mean, they don't really, you know, because it's the Robert Edwards effect. And I don't know if anybody remembers Robert Edwards, but he was a promising young running back, I believe from University of Georgia, right? And he went to go play for the Patriots, and he had 1 year in the NFL, and he goes to the Pro Bowl, and he's out playing, like, it was either football or volleyball on the sand, and he tears something, and he's done. His career's done.
Oh, so they don't want you to actually play in it anymore, especially, like, they're going to possibly the Super Bowl, right?
Well, no, if they're going to
the
Super Bowl.
Oh, they're in the playoffs.
Well, no, they're not going to. If there are any postseason, they're not going to do any of that stuff. But when they go, they just don't want to get hurt. Like,
right.
You know, they'll get a little cash bonus, I think, when they get put into the Pro Bowl, when you make it. And it looks good, and you know, your legacy is 5-time Pro Bowler and all that kind of stuff. But now the guys go out there just to have fun.
Right.
It's not like a real game.
It's super goofy now.
Nobody cares, and nor should they.
But it's kind of fun.
I think it's fun. I think it's fine. I mean, I believe they do in Orlando now. They go out there and they have different, you know, like, they throw the ball, and they got different little things, and a lot of fanfare, and you get to meet the players.
And does everybody get the vote, like, across the country? It's an open vote?
Yeah, everybody votes.
Okay.
Oh.
Did y'all vote for people to go to the Pro Bowl?
I voted for you.
Mm-hmm. You didn't vote for me.
You voted for you and that.
Voted for me.
I have meat. To have the meat.
Meat position. Mm-hmm. Quarter meat.
Quarter meat.
Quarter pounder meat.
Bert Kreischer will be at the Stockton Arena February 18th. It's the Tops Off the World Tour, courtesy of ASM Stockton. BertBertBert.com for tickets, or you can win a pair for free right now just by calling and picking your favorite action figure. That's all you got to do. We're going to do a round of Game of Tones, where Nelson will place noises, sounds, tones, if you will. The category this week is?
It is guns and hoses, or first responders. I've also lumped in the first responders.
Okay, and the reason being is Ben will join us, so he can be an option for you, and we'll talk more about the event that we will be involved with here coming up. It's a big to-do, which I'm learning more and more about. So you can either take me, Bailey, Nikki D, Kyle, or Fireman Ben.
Yes.
All right? And we just got to try to win. This is the first one of 2024.
Yes.
Starting off on a new slate. 916-909-0985, 916-909-0985. First come, first serve for Bert Kreischer tickets, and we'll do Game of Tones here next.
School kids as well, and open fire. He killed a sixth grader, and he injured five other people, one of those being the principal of the school. Now, they've released a photograph of the shooter, but I haven't seen anything of any of the victims yet. They don't know why he did it. He did put some posts up on social media, and when he went in and opened fire, this 17-year-old kid had a shotgun and a handgun.
Yeah, it's small handgun. Well, I mean, anybody can get their hands on a shotgun. I mean, and I don't know what the gun...
It's pretty easy to get a gun in Iowa.
It doesn't matter. It's the whole thing is a moot point as far as how to get guns. I mean, anybody, especially 17 years old, you're going to be able to definitely get your hands on a shotgun somehow, some way, shape, form, or fashion.
Also, you got to get it from your parents, or you can go out and buy it from somebody on the street.
You buy a long gun at 18?
18, usually. Well, I think here in California, it's 21.
Yeah, I'm almost certain it's 18. Or with a parent, I think you can even buy it sooner than that.
But, I mean, like, firearm owners, for whatever reason, don't treat shotguns and long guns, like rifles, like they would a handgun. It's weird. It's people have a different perception of those types of guns. That's why they're treated differently legally.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because you can use them for sport, you know, so you train a young child, if you grow up in a firearm household, to duck hunt.
I was about to say for hunting
or, you know, or anything like that.
Okay.
Skeet shooting, you know, those types of things. You see those types of guns in the Olympics and you don't look at them as guns of violence. You look at them as guns of sport.
Got you.
Now, we're now programmed to look at anything of the AR nature, the assault rifle look, as a gun of violence, okay? And then now handguns are kind of being put under that umbrella. But a lot of people will just have the shotguns and a shot. You know, it depends on what kind of, where you live, what kind of family. They'll just have the shotguns and, you know, in a rack, but you'll take the handgun and you'll lock it up.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So they're just kind of looked at differently, I think, in the eyes of most people.
Right.
You know what I mean? There are different rules that you have to abide by with the different firearms. So
while you're on that, can we go back just 1 second to terms that need to be dropped? I'm over with the fear-mongering when they start to talk about weapons, when they always stress he used a semi-automatic weapon.
Right.
Almost all weapons are semi-automatic unless it's correct. A rifle that you actually have to rack around in.
Correct. That is very
correct. It just means you have to pull the trigger for
each. And a bullet will come out.
Each bullet. Mm-hmm. Right. You can't just pull and hold. But they hit that automatic so hard to try and fearmonger.
Well, also assault rifle, the term.
Right. AR means AR. Armalite.
Yeah. It's misunderstood. And, yes. And, you know, and there's a lot of people that don't get that kind of stuff. But, you know, I don't have an answer to stop all this. I really don't.
No.
I mean, a million people do. Getting rid of guns is not it. Helping with mental health is, I don't know if that's it. It might just be one of those things where you take a step back and go, the world's going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand it. I did not grow up as a 48-year-old man and a Gen Xer in a time where we had to worry about going to school and doing this.
Never.
But I do have kids that did grow up.
Yep.
As my mother went to school, you know, going through nuclear bomb tests, you know, hide under desk and go run here. I grew up, run to the flagpole 10 feet outside the school building in case of a fire, but make sure you wait until everybody's in line. And now kids are bringing canned goods to class to throw at the gunman
shooter
that comes into the classroom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, taking bulletproof backpacks and things that you do to lock the door. I mean, it's absurd. It's absolutely ridiculous. I have no answers for you, and I'm sorry for that. But second headline.
The 49ers are ruling the Pro Bowl, and Brock Purdy had this to say. H4.
Yeah, what an honor. I'm very thankful, obviously, to everyone who voted and all the support across the country. It's so cool, actually. And for all my teammates, too, for them to be recognized. It's sweet. We got a special team, special unit of guys, and
I love you, Brock Purdy.
The NFL season is officially coming to an end. And on Wednesday, 9 players from San Francisco's loaded roster were selected to represent the NFC in the Pro Bowl. So here's my question. And among those selected is our very own from Elk Grove native, Arik Armstead. He's a quarterback. And quarterback Brock Purdy. But
Kyle's
here's
shaking
my question.
His head going, you missed on that one.
I did? Oh, man. So here's my question with this Pro Bowl. What is it that they actually do?
Now nothing. They play flag football.
You know, okay.
Right. That's why I was kind of explaining to her. It used to be an actual football game, but I didn't realize what they still did now.
Yeah. I mean, they don't really, you know, because it's the Robert Edwards effect. And I don't know if anybody remembers Robert Edwards, but he was a promising young running back, I believe from University of Georgia, right? And he went to go play for the Patriots, and he had 1 year in the NFL, and he goes to the Pro Bowl, and he's out playing like it was either football or volleyball on the sand. And he tears something and he's done. His career's done.
Oh, so they don't want you to actually play in it anymore. Especially like they're going to possibly the Super Bowl, right?
Well, no, if they're going to the
Super Bowl, they're in the playoffs.
Well, no, they're not gonna if there are any postseason, they're not gonna do any of that stuff. But when they go, they just don't want to get hurt. Like
right.
You know, they'll get a little cash bonus, I think, when they get put into the Pro Bowl, when you make it. And it looks good and you know, your legacy is 5-time Pro Bowler and all that kind of stuff. But now the guys go out there just to have fun.
Right.
It's not like a real game.
It's super goofy now.
Nobody cares, and nor should they.
But it's kind of fun.
I think it's fun. I think it's fine. I mean, I believe they do it in Orlando now. They go out there and they have different, you know, like they throw the ball and they got different little things and a lot of fanfare and you get to meet the players.
And does everybody get the vote like across the country? It's an open vote?
Yeah, everybody votes.
Okay.
Oh.
Did y'all vote for people? Go to the Pro Bowl?
I voted for you.
Mm-hmm. You didn't vote for me.
You voted for you and that.
Voted for me.
I have meat. To have the meat.
Meat position. Mm-hmm. Quarter meat.
Quarter meat.
Quarter pounder meat.
Bert Kreischer will be at the Stockton Arena February 18th. It's the Tops Off the World Tour, courtesy of ASM Stockton. BertBertBert.com for tickets, or you can win a pair for free right now just by calling and picking your favorite action figure. That's all you got to do. We're going to do a round of Game of Tones, where Nelson will place noises, sounds, tones, if you will. The category this week is?
It is guns and hoses, or first responders. I've also lumped in the first responders.
Okay, and the reason being is Ben will join us. So he can be an option for you. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk more about the event that we will be involved with here coming up. It's a big to-do, which I'm learning more and more about. So you can either take me, Bailey, Nikki D, Kyle, or Fireman Ben.
Yes.
All right. And we just got to try to win. This is the first one of 2024.
Yes.
Starting off on a new slate. 916-909-0985. 916-909-0985. First come, first serve for Burt Kreischer tickets. And we'll do Game of Tones here next. Hey.